Hello and welcome to a new episode of The Family Fix. I am your host, Shannon, I Can Lady Battle. Welcome to the place where your problems find a new focus, healthy solutions, and consistent momentum. No matter how lost you seem, there is a path with your guiding light, and I'm here to help you find it. Today's episode is being brought to you by I Can Clothes, the Leader of Champions brand of a positive life. You can visit them at www.icanclothes.com. Thank you for your time with me here today. I hope that you are really enjoying life in itself. You may be having a down moment, or you may just be feeling really high, uplifted. Whatever it is, don't worry about trying to erase the feeling. Embrace the feeling. I look at the trajectory of 2020, and a lot of people have experienced a significant amount of devastation. They've also gone through tremendous losses on so many different levels. But when I look at the whole view of it, 2020 has been a year of abundance for a lot of people as well. So when we're going into the end of the year, we always have these ideas of what we want to do to be able to set ourselves up for a better new year. And when we have the new year, you know, everyone always has the great resolutions. And I don't want to bore you with coming up with the list of resolutions, because we're probably still doing the list of things that we committed to do 10, 15 years ago and just haven't actually completed it. It's still a work in progress. But what I want you to do with today's episode is really just get centered with where you are today. Be really truthful as you're driving, if you're at work listening, just really start to begin to reflect on how life has really been good to you. Say from 2019 to 2020. And the reason why you want to make an assessment of 2019, a reflection of 2019, is because you want to be able to see what patterns look like, what you lived out in 2020. What we do is each day we're preparing ourselves for what's going to happen for the next day, which is why we do so well, but also are our greatest failures when it comes to predicting our future, because we predict our future based on what? Our past habits. I think about some of the things that I do to myself when I'm trying to pursue a new idea, or just when I'm just trying to maintain the businesses that I have, and I'm looking at, okay, how is this going to work out? Trying to plan it out in my head, trying to mitigate, you know, potential risks and manage different costs so I can, you know, advance in whatever it is I'm trying to do. And oftentimes I find myself being more critical to taking the next step to advance versus being, you know, all open and having complete faith and just launching and making it happen and just doing it. I tell myself, okay, Shannon, you are the I Can lady. But even in being an I Can lady, you still have to be mindful of your season and mindful of where it is you are right now in your life. We look at a lot of things that have happened throughout the year, and we're trying to use this year to predict what's going to happen next year. That's not so bad when it comes to planning, but you want to make sure that you're not setting yourself up for failure where you don't move and you don't allow yourself to grow and you don't make that next step towards your advancement. So when we're looking at this year, I want you to begin to say, okay, where am I right now? Where am I in my quads? Because remember, we've been talking about quads. Where am I in my area of personal growth? Where am I in my work, in my career? Where am I in my family life and relationships? Where am I in my finances? Where am I in my spiritual walk? We're looking at all of these different areas because all of those areas influence how we respond to daily stressors, what gets us motivated, what helps us get into a state of activation where we can just push at all costs, no matter what's coming against us. And when you begin to make those assessments, I want you to look at and put a number on those particular areas. If you could put a number from 1 to 10, 10 being where you're just at your best in a particular area, what areas don't get that high level of accolades when it comes to, yeah, I'm totally satisfied here in this part of my life? Because when we look at ourselves, we look at ourselves as a whole instead of looking at ourselves as fragments of a whole. And so today is about making 2021 an intentional year and really making it a year that you plan greater success. And I don't want you to look at success in terms of how much money you're going to make the following year. Because yes, you can do get a great job and you can make a lot of money. But if you're still deficient in an area that means a lot to you, such as your marriage, your relationship with your children, your relationship with yourself, you're still going to feel a lack of satisfaction. And when you have a lack of satisfaction, you also begin to experience a lot of doubt and other feelings that corner and they just smother your peace. So you want to do things that are going to help you grow up in your peace. And even if it's something you cannot control, it's just out of your hands, how do you begin to have peace in that situation? We want to say, if I look at this program, if I follow this model, if I graduate from this school, if I hang around this group, if I become a member here, if I pray all day, if I fast all these days, I'm just going to be able to get the type of results that I want in my life. But how many of us know that we've done everything right? Done everything that we possibly could do to be able to be prepared, but yet we're still in a waiting stage for opportunity to find us and to connect with us. But what happens is we wait for so long, and then we allow these conversations in our head to begin to convince us that maybe we didn't make the right decision. Maybe we didn't think it through the right way. You know, maybe we didn't hear what it is that we thought we heard in the inside. And we have these conversations with ourselves. And when we have those thoughts that begin to embed in our head, what then happens? That's when your peace gets disrupted and you become more anxious, or you may even find yourself just really withdrawn, depressed about, you know, your current situation. Not to say that you're not in the right place of where you should be at the time, but that place is just uncomfortable. And that place, you've been there for a long time and you just don't know what to do to pull yourself out of it. So you begin to have these conversations and examine yourself, but the conversations lead to you developing opinions about who you are. For example, think about if you've raised children. You've done all you could as a parent, did your best. And you were supportive, you were involved, you knew what was going on in their lives. You even allowed their friends to, you know, find a place called home in your home. And just think about how you built up your home, your children, and then they become adults. And then as they're adults, it's like there's no reflection of the upbringing. And you begin to do what? Question yourself. You begin to question your self-worth as a parent, because a part of us wants to believe that we messed up, that we are flawed, that we are the reason for the blame of the outcome of somebody else's behavior. And when you're having these conversations with yourself, even if they're just questions that you keep asking yourself, those questions eventually lead to those thoughts that you embed in your mind about you as a person. So if you've become a person of habit that will always complain, that will always question, that you always carry some ounce of reservation about decisions that you've made, I want you to have a different conversation with yourself, and I want you to be okay and give yourself permission to make mistakes. Even if you made a decision, at that time, given everything that you knew, even if your gut was telling you don't do it, but with how you reasoned it in your mind, did you do it with the intent of self-harm? Probably not. You didn't go to the club one night, have a few drinks, and meet your baby daddy only to, you know, regret, you know, meeting this person and breathing the same air with them and then beat yourself up about it. You know, why was I there? Why did I do this? How did I even, you know, allow myself to look at this person? Now I have a forever situation with somebody that I don't even want to be with. And you begin to allow that to be the trophy of your failure of life, the decision that you made, how you were reckless, how you were unthoughtful. And instead of using that to say, you know what, I was real stupid in that decision. And had I knew what I know now, I would have allowed myself time to think about what it was that I did before I did it. But being that I'm in this situation, how do I make the best from it? How do I allow this situation, the things that I've learned from the mistakes that I've made, set me up for a better 2021? How do I allow those things to not be a hindrance to my development, that allow me to fully grow into the person that I know myself to be? You are not the summation of your mistakes and failures, but you're a summation of everything that you've done right as well. You may have made a lot of mistakes, or you've made several big mistakes, but don't discount all of the great things that you did in the process of living life. Every day is not a bad day. Even when you wake up and if you feel like that's going to be a bad day, it's only because that's what you've told yourself. So when you're setting yourself up for 2021, I want you to make a list of affirmations that you tell yourself. What it is that you need to have directly in a conversation with you, your mirror, your cell phone, or whatever it is that you need to do to be able to hear the voice of that worthy person talking to that queen, that king in the mirror. So for example, if you're doing faith affirmations, that's something like in an area where I'm always targeted, because it's like you need mustard seed faith, but I can't find the mustard seed sometimes when I need to be believing some things. And I have to dig deep. And sometimes if I just feel like I can't dig deep enough, I won't do anything. And I sit and I just won't do, even though I can see it right ahead of me. And I know not doing anything is just not gonna yield, you know, any type of results other than I'm gonna get more depressed, more anxious, because nothing is happening in my life, all because I'm not doing anything. So make up some faith affirmations. So for example, let's get started. I'm motivated by faith. I'm persistently seeking after the rewards that set in position in front of that are set in position in front of me. I am released from the bondages of my past and have no desire to return to ruins. I am a woman of great courage because my faith increases my confidence in my Father's provision over my life. My passages of safety become an entrapment to the enemy that tries to follow behind me. And when I tell myself that, it just reminds me that regardless of what happens around me, that God has always protected me. He's always with me. And even if there's an enemy running behind me, telling me or trying to get me to detour, I know that he's going to put a divide between the enemy and me making forward progress. And that's why you can't stay still. If you deal with anxiety, maybe you need to come up with prayers for yourself. And so, you know, for me, because I am someone that gets very anxious, I have like a sign in front of me and it says, God, quiet my anxiety so I can hear your voice. Give me an experience that can't be denied. And sometimes I just have to remind myself and get to a place and just deal in that moment of, where are you right now, Shannon? Where are you today? And why are you here? And how long do you want to stay here? Do you want to be right here? Do you want to be feeling this right now? Is this where, you know, if you keep thinking this thought, what's the next thought that's going to come out of it? And I'm, you know, I begin processing and working through it. And that's what helps me to pull myself out of a lot of, you know, deep spiraling situations, because I know that as I go in the deep, I ain't that great a swimmer. So it'll be a lot of exhaustion trying to get myself up out of there to get my head above water. And so I try to prevent myself from going but so far. But sometimes, you know, you can come to that type of part if you want to, where I'm just complaining and not happy and unsatisfied and don't want to pray, don't want to hear anything positive. I'll throw on some music that just intensifies those feelings of despair, loneliness, and angst within myself. So it just depends, you know. But after a while, you can only take but so much until, you know, you need a dose of the right type of medicine. So if you do your prayers, like for me, I said, Lord, I put my trust in you. When my heart's overwhelmed, I'll put my cares in your hands, because you care for me and desire that I have peace. When my mind is confused, I'll align my thoughts with your will concerning me, because you are not the author of confusion. And you know what? When I was praying that, I was like, you know what? That is so true. Because in my mind, I get so conflicted. I don't need anybody else telling me, why would you do that? Or questioning, or then, you know, having me to become conflicted because I'm now pulling in some of the things that they're telling me. I have conflictions within myself. Now, why are you going to do that? You know what happened before, because I haven't let go of certain things that happened in my past. So that became a part of the prayer. Help me to remember that you were the template designer for my life, and my modifications must be engineered by you. There are things about me that are going to have to change, but I'm not going to know what needs to change until I'm growing along the way. So I may respond, like I think about in business, like years ago, I'm like, God, yeah, I thank you really for developing me as a business person. I said, because sometimes I could have been just so cold and careless. And I think about how I responded in situations from the past. And then when you think about those things, and like, if you had a chance to do a do-over, you ever say, God, can I get a do-over? No, you can't get a do-over. You just do a do better. And I'm thankful that I learned through those things and I was able to develop and grow. That's how you develop in that quad area of personal growth, is that you go through stuff, you learn from that stuff, and you do the next stuff better than what it is that you experienced before. While I meditate on your word, I will remember your thoughts of me, and they're good, and your plans are to prosper me. So if my thoughts are anything contrary to what my higher calling, my universe, my world of who I believe God to be, if my thoughts exceed that of him, then I know I'm not in alignment. So now my quad and my spiritual area is going to be low. It's never going to be at a 10. I'm never going to be satisfied. I'm never going to be in the right place, because I'm not even positioned in the right thought process. I'm not even positioned in a place where I can say that I can grow in this area, because I don't know myself or the person I'm serving in that area. And that would be the same in your relationships. I will not be anxious because I fear my time is running short. Listen, yeah, you're getting older and things happen, but God said he will withhold no good thing from you. And a lot of times we make impulsive decisions because we see somebody on Facebook doing something new, buying something extravagant, and making some type of bold move. But we don't know that they waited probably about 10, 15 years before it happened. And so when you see it, you just see what appears on the stage, but you don't see all the preparation behind it. And so now you've allowed yourself to become anxious off of a linear view and didn't get the full scope of everything that went into that vision that was put before you. I will not fear things I cannot control, because you established the end before the beginning. So guess what? The people in your life that hurt you the most, that are disregarding, that just are blinded and unthoughtful towards you, you can't do anything about them. You can't do anything about how they treat you, but you can do something about how you respond to what they do to you. And it's just really out of your control, because if you think about it, there are probably some relationships that you've had in the past where people wished you would have changed or would have been more thoughtful or considerate with maybe the way you've responded or acted out, but they knew they couldn't change anything with that. So they had to bear that hurt as well. So it's okay. You've hurt others. Others have hurt you. But as you're going into 2021, remember, this is your year of intention. And if you are going to see anything different from 19 and 20, you're going to have to be able to set your course to say, you know what, I'm positioning myself where I am going to be more thoughtful in not just my work one area or my finances one area, but I'm going to look at every area of my life. Why? Because all of that is important to me. And I take it with me everywhere I go. So when you're planning, plan accordingly. And don't plan and put yourself in a place where you don't have the capacity to even be there. You're not ready to sit at certain tables. You're not ready to have certain conversations. You're not ready to do certain positions. And you know that. You know you can get into something and be, you know, have your head, you know, above, under the water. And just like, you know, okay, yeah, you took advantage of an opportunity, but now you're regretting it because it just wasn't the right time. Know your season, the season that you're in. So this may not be the season in your quad area for advancement in your work or career, but you can advance in your relationship. So make other areas that are important to you great as you're going through 2021. And then you're building your level of satisfaction. So as you're building that level of satisfaction, then you're more happy with who you are as a person and what you're bringing to this world, because you are a gift to this world. If you want to continue to find out where you fall, possibly, you can go to my website at www.shannonbattle.com. And we have revised the website. I have a quiz on there that you should be able to access if all of the technology codes and all that stuff is in place, where you can actually do a life satisfaction quiz just to see where you are. Because we can say in our mind that we're good, but when we actually break it down to see where we are in the scope of the fullness of who we are, we begin to notice those areas that we've kind of covered and hidden because we don't know how to deal with them. And we're afraid to unmask them because we don't have a plan. We don't know how to set an intention on how to make that area better. So continue to rock with me. If you have any suggestions for new shows, make sure that you go to my site, go to my contact page, and then send me an email so that we can keep our conversations going. You have a great, blessed rest of the new year. You don't worry about the things that are coming against you, because guess what? They're supposed to come against you. If people are always applauding you, you'll get so comfortable with the applause that you won't even grow and develop into doing your next thing. So don't wait for the applause. Don't wait for people. You just go ahead and move through whatever it is that you're growing through, and then be the best version of you. Have a great rest of the day. And remember, this is your Family Fix with Shannon Battle, and I'm here for you. And I love being here. Just allowing you to come into this space with me and allowing me to come into the space with you so that we can grow together. Take care.